Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Caravan of Garbage show. Weird intro. I don't normally do it like that.
But you got very pretentious. You're like, ooh, the Caravan of Garbage show.
It's not a show. I mean, Ben and Lawrence, who do the edit, they do a lot with a little. You know what I mean?
Very much agree, yeah.
Where this week we are wrapping up the Matrixlogy. Should have used that episode one, don't you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, sometimes inspiration only strikes too late, way too late.
Sure.
Know? Yeah.
Do you think inspiration has struck way too late in people leaving a like on this video for one, but secondly, for the third Matrix film? Is it diminishing returns for you? How did you feel coming back to this?
You've said too many words, and I had an answer for the first thing you asked, and now I'm so confused. It's not too late to leave a like. People should definitely leave a like.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think the Matrix Revolutions is a decent capper to this trilogy, but I do not think it has as many memorable action sequences as the first one or even Reloaded.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It feels like a lot of the things they're doing, except for the 40-minute mech battle, which we'll talk to, they've done variations on it before. Like, we get a Smith and Neo fight, but they're flying and they're in the rain. We get like a lobby scene, but everybody's upside down or whatever. But looking behind the scenes, like on that scene in particular, they're really like flipping people onto the roof. Like, they table them up. Like, I thought it was just like, they blue screened it. They put them upside down or whatever.
Turned the camera
upside down. Turned the camera upside down, but they did it for real. So
maybe they did that thing where they lock the camera and it looks like somebody's walking up a wall, but they're actually turning the whole thing.
Oh, they call that the JGL corridor spin around. That's what they call it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Even before JGL did it.
That's right.
Wow.
They knew it was coming.
Wow.
Yeah, they planned that for decades in Hollywood.
Wow. They were like, boy, you're destined to do this. And he's like, what? I'm just a sitcom I'm just a sitcom actor. I'm an alien or something. I don't know. You get in that corridor. We'll spin it. I bet Penn and Teller have done it. You know the thing?
I know the thing. Yeah, I absolutely do. But going back to this, it was always the one that I always looked back on and went, yeah, I don't know, whatever. But I don't know, man. I really like this.
You know what? Going back to this, my first thought was, the Matrix code turning into anything still gives me this huge thrill.
Oh.
Like when it turns into a city or a car or a man.
Yeah.
Or a moose. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Is there out-of-doors stuff in the Matrix? Can you go out to the country?
We know there's cats, but beyond that, I don't know much about the nature of the Matrix. Also, they even put the Matrix code in the raindrops at the end.
Oh.
You can see it on like an IMAX.
Oh.
But if you're watching this...
What about an iMac?
Maybe.
The green one?
The green one, yeah. Yeah, potentially. So one of the things I think didn't do this movie any favours was the fact releasing this 6 months after the other one, I don't think it helped. Like, they were going for Year of the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think some of the marketing choices, like this poster that Ben alerted me to of Hugo Weaving flying in the rain with lightning behind him.
I remember that one, yes.
You see that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I don't think everybody was as jazzed for this, and that was reflected in the numbers.
And in that meme, have you seen that meme?
What's the meme?
Well, it's the men looking increasingly, the audience members looking increasingly less and less excited over the movies. You know that meme?
I know that meme.
I'll show you the meme later.
Can't wait to see it.
Okay, great.
Can't wait to watch it back in this video.
The famous men.
Famous men. So obviously also the Oracle had to be recast.
She passed away, the original actor.
Yeah, Gloria Foster passed away, but it was replaced with Mary Alice. Apparently at first they weren't going to acknowledge it. But I think that you can't do that.
No, exactly.
Just
everybody
walks in the room and just goes, whatever, different person.
Yeah.
Like, or not different person. Mm. Yeah, I think it's good that they did it, you know?
You know what? Speaking of people walking in the room, one of my favorite moments in the rewatch is the moment where Agent Smith goes to the Oracle's apartment, the hundreds of Agent Smiths, and they all, like, bob their head identically under the beaded curtain as they go into, a lounge room.
There's some great Agent Smith doubling stuff going on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I also thought was interesting about that scene and sequence is that Seraph mentions that he'd beaten Smith before.
Yeah.
And I just wonder...
Boggle is the answer. Yeah. A game of Boggle.
But when did that happen?
11 points on the word quagmire. That's how he did it.
That's how he did it.
Yeah.
He's one of the best. Mm-hmm. But that also speaks to the theory that we talked about in the last episode, where potentially he was another version of the One.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe he's just, you know, like a rogue program who's just more powerful.
Well, one of the Merovingian's thugs mentions upon seeing him that he doesn't have his wings anymore.
Mm.
So perhaps he was a Seraph in the literal sense. Maybe he's from that wacky universe where everything was horrible and nightmarish and Frankenstein all the time.
Yeah.
Remember The Matrix 3, Frankenstein all the time? and he was an actual, you know, angel with wings. So.
Yeah. No, you might be right. Mm. I do wish, though, that we saw Agent Smith take over the little girl and then we just got a teeny tiny little Agent Smith just running. You know, like little like pint-sized Ant-Man,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like child-sized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked that. Look, bullets firing and tiles being chipped off walls and people being flung into walls, that all still works, right?
Sure.
I think it's just some of the best... God damn, we're just going to chip away at this room. Do you know what I mean?
Just Tylers in Sydney in the early 2000s just rubbing their hands together being like, oh, it's payday.
Cannot wait.
For old Joe Tile Mart.
Yeah.
Quick, put in the Tile Mart ad. Here it is. They had a great jingle.
You didn't want to go with Frank Walker National Tiles?
Ah.
You idiot, Mason. Put that one in. It's burned into everybody's brains in Australia, this ad.
Hello.
Anyway, as mentioned, I never really liked the mech fight, but this time around, and maybe it's just because I've been immersing myself in the world of The Matrix.
Maybe it's because it starts at about the halfway mark of the movie,
and
it never ends. It's still going. If you put it in a DVD player in 2005, still going.
Still watching
it. You just leave it in a room. It's still going. The mech fight's still going.
Squids are still pouring in.
Just people running in and reloading those things. Nobody ever questioning why you wouldn't put a lid over the mech suit.
Some
sort of helmet of some kind, a face shield.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Just a regular tank. You could just be driving a regular tank.
But that being said, like going back into this, I think it's really cool and like a technical marvel. And I'm still kind of like, I don't care about any of these people. I kind of like the commander.
Yep.
You know, the dude who's up front and he gets, like, his face, like, shredded.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. I also, I guess, didn't mind, like, the kid kind of grows on me a bit when he's like, I'm 16. I'm like, you're 24. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. I do like when he goes to...
You reverse lied to get into the military.
I did enjoy the bit where just before...
I guess a reverse lie is still a lie. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, what is the... Yeah, that's a good point. But the bit where he's about to shoot the door open and he goes, Neo, I believe. And I just thought... Neo doesn't even like you. He doesn't think about you at all.
Wow.
Like ever. Don't you think?
Yeah. You'd be like, who's this guy? But thanks, I guess.
Appreciate it. I can't believe also that they didn't have not only like one EMP to go off, but then when everything shuts down and the squids pour in again, just have another one ready to go. Just have a series of them.
Retroactively, makes me wonder why all the hovercraft didn't have big mech machine guns on them. Would have come
point.
In handy. Just have them out there. Big machine guns on them.
Also, if you can set off an EMP
inside
of a spaceship or whatever, and it doesn't shut down the spaceship, surely you could rig up something similar for Zion, right? Where it doesn't shut down everybody's oxygen or whatever.
Oh, great point.
I make great points. But I'm sure you've got a great point about this mech battle also. Here's one for you. I'll give you
this one.
Okay. Just say this one's yours.
Okay, great.
Mason emailed me this, right? And he said that it's...
And then I forgot about it.
He said it's cool how...
And then I did this thing where I zipped to my lip.
Yep.
And I had a little imaginary key and I turned the key and I threw away the key. I ate the key.
Delicious.
Mm.
He said to me, though, it was cool how by the time the ship arrives to save the day, the whole color palette of the city has changed and it's just wrecked as shit. And I really enjoyed that. That goes from like a kind of cool blue to just like, it's just hell. Just red and dirty and smoking.
I did tell you that. And you said you didn't even notice that because you're not very observant. That's what you said. You said, thank you for pointing that out.
I did say that.
You said I've seen this movie so many times over nearly two decades. I didn't notice that at all.
Why did I write this scenario?
I don't know.
I was doing you a favor.
Yep.
And you just fucking dunk my head in the toilet.
That's right.
It's the real world though, right? At one point in this.
What a lot of this. What's going on? What are you talking about?
Quite a lot of this movie is set
this
in
this is so meta, man. Some of this is the real world, but some of this is the Matrix, man.
That's true. Yeah. Well, quite a lot of this movie is set in the real world, unless you subscribe to the, it's a Matrix within a Matrix theory, which, you know, who knows. But one of the moments that I really liked from this is the real world fight between Bane and Neo.
Bane doing a tremendous Hugo Weaving so good impression. It's very
Ian good. Bliss. Incredible.
Yeah.
That's an email I sent to myself to make sure I brought that up.
No, that was another email I sent to you.
Oh, no.
I sent so many emails saying so many insightful things that maybe you'll mention.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'll jump on them.
But I think also it adds a level of vulnerability to Neo that we don't always see, especially when he's in the Matrix. Just being on that ship, being, you know, the real world, having an absolute horrendous moment.
An absolute ball.
No, he's having a bad time when he literally burns his eyes out of his head. Mm-hmm. I just can't think of
I think they're still in there.
I guess they're fused shut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they just melted at least the top, like the top one third of it at least.
Well, who can say?
Who can say? But the fact that they were bold enough to go, you know what, Keanu Reeves is the star of this film and he's a very handsome man, but let's just fucking fuse his face shut.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the moments that really stuck with me of this film of like, oh my God, he's like the main character. He's not a bad guy. It's not like an Anakin Skywalker situation. Yeah, yeah. You've maimed this dude like horribly.
And also, you know, in some ways that sort of closes the door on the series.
In some ways,
like
I guess.
But in the sense of like, you know, in a world of endless sequels and spin-offs and et cetera, you go, this is going to be the last chapter because this guy ain't got no eyes no more.
You could never make another The Matrix after this.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
But can you imagine like they burnt out Luke Skywalker's eyes or Tony Stark's eyes?
Chop his hand off.
Not the same. Mm. It's not the same. Anyway, that trip they do into the Machine City.
Imagine if they burned out Daredevil's eyes.
It's not the same, Mason. His eyes aren't horribly fused shut.
You're right, he's very
And you
handsome.
Can see like the weird pus and goo in it. It's awful.
Mm.
And I love it. But no, I enjoy the trip into Machine City and that burst through the clouds.
I mean, it does make you wonder why the machines wouldn't just... I mean, if you can reach the clouds where the sun is and they're solar powered,
yeah,
why you wouldn't?
But you'd have to fly up.
Or send up a big pole with a solar panel on it.
It'd have to be a lot, though. You catch a little sun, and then by the time you dip back down, you're using all your energy, do you know what I mean, to collect.
Maybe, on your retro rockets.
I don't know, I think they just like having people in batteries
like,
and stuff.
I reckon they just like having people around. they just miss that, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, if the movie had gone 10 more minutes, I reckon the machines would have been like, we just like having you around.
I mean, they could have not put...
Just wanted one more look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, humanity just wanted one more look at you.
I mean, imagine that giant, like, buzzing face. just want to take a good look at you, mate.
Yeah.
Wink. I mean, why would they even invent the Matrix? You could just keep people in comas. But yes. I guess maybe they figured out that you get more battery out of a person
Active. But I also think that, you know, in the innumerable drafts of the Matrix and, you know, in interviews with the Wachowskis and et cetera, I think...
Yeah.
And it's supplementary material.
Is it revenge and human suffering as well?
Yeah, maybe some of that, but also, you know, they're using it for processing power or something like that.
Okay, sure.
Show.
Yeah, fair enough.
But Morpheus is probably just wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, he is.
And it's also, like, it's really dramatic and interesting to be like, they've turned us into this and show a battery.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, they turn us into this algorithm here. So I've printed it off on... 100,000 pieces of dot matrix printer paper.
We're not in the Matrix either. I literally printed this off.
Yeah, this is
the real world.
We're supposed to be running a paperless office here. They'll be held to pay from the office manager, I tell you what. But I like my props, I tell you what. I'm Morpheus.
Anyway, Trinity dies.
Yep.
And I think it's a really great and touching moment. And I think it's like, it's sad to see her go. It's good that she got that moment to say goodbye after getting that bullet pulled out of her guts or whatever
happened in
the previous movie. But I just think it's a great lesson for Neo in terms of, and it's a great realization for the audience that, yeah, he's flawed and he can't do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, he has his limits because obviously there is that problem again at the start of, by the end of the first Matrix that Sky can do anything, I guess.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And again, like, one of the things that I like about the Matrix sequels is all the interesting ideas that are brought to the table, one of which is that we see right at the start of the third movie, which is that, you know, we have machines that can, if you have enough power and influence in the world of the Matrix, you can build your own realities. You can build a train station where you are kind of a god and where the rules do not apply to you, and you can beat
and you're in two of the Mad Max movies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you can kind of, you know, even though Neo is a godlike being, you can defeat him in this scenario. I mean, it is slightly undercut by the fact that in like the very next scene, the heroes go to the Merovingians like club where he's built a club where the rules of physics don't apply.
Yeah,
and yet someone could still just shoot him in the head. You probably
switch that off.
Switch that switch off, you know? Go into settings and be like, can't shoot me in the head.
If your friend
gravity off, shooting me also off. Wife sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy slider all the way up.
Do I want her to say anything in this movie?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Not really, apparently.
Mute. Put the wife on mute. Am I right, fellas?
Well, he's got to be back, that guy.
Who hates their wives.
I'm one of those guys. No. I'm married, but I hate it. I'm that guy. Oh, bloody bully. I'm down at the pub, but I'm pretending I'm still at work. Look at me.
Just divorce your wife. Divorce her. The Merovingian.
Well, he's coming back for the new one. But speaking of the new one, mm-hmm. with Trinity being like definitively dead,
yep.
I do wonder whether any of the returning characters are going to be digitized versions. Either they've had their conscious uploaded to the Matrix and whilst their physical body has been destroyed.
Yeah.
I think that's more likely with her than Neo. But like, I wonder whether she's just a program running in the new Matrix. You know what I mean? Because it seems like she dies and nobody got to her, you know, by the time, you know, this movie's going.
Yeah.
During the course of this movie. So anyway, we'll see, I guess, won't we?
We sure will.
Anyways, the end fight. Another thing that I never used to really like, but looking back at it and the way that it's set up and the resolution, it makes sense that they'd first of all be evenly matched because Smith can see the future, but at the same time, Neo was probably more powerful, so he can't block everything. Mm-hmm. Another thing from this is the movie that made Warner Brothers go, I reckon we can take another run at Superman. Like, this was the moment.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, sure.
And the other thing is, this fight...
There's a lot of sadness in the rain in those movies too.
Oh my God, is there?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, this fight for Neo, it's just for show.
Oh, for show, yes.
Mm-hmm. But he went into this knowing that he wasn't going to make it out, that he was just going to get assimilated by Smith. Mm-hmm. But of course, he can't just go in and go, oh, just assimilate me, make it happen. He's like, oh, mate, you know, I'll take
chicken, bet you won't.
Yeah. But, you know, it's he's just putting on theatre for Smith, you know, making
Well, he's a theatre kid, isn't he?
Well, he is at heart. But, the fact that that whole fight is, it's for nothing. He doesn't need to do it. It's ultimately a pointless fight for Neo. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing is to get Smith into the source of the Matrix.
Get him on the source.
Get him on the source and then delete him. And I just think that's a very interesting conclusion.
Yeah.
It is, you do get your big fist fight in the rain and whatever, and everyone's screaming at each other about choice and chance or whatever the fuck. But then at the end, you know.
They're just both very hard of hearing. It's all about choice.
What?
What chance? No.
I mean, yes.
Maybe.
Apparently that scene was like in the pit was excruciating to film because there's just tons of water pouring in and then having to pour out at the bottom and they're in wet, heavy clothes just kicking each other in the mud. Just awful. But anyway, Neo's Jesus or whatever and they chuck him in a drawer for a later movie.
Sure do,
I never thought he was dead. And I think this also speaks to the world post The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Which I sent you an email about.
Yes.
About what happens in the world post The Matrix. And you're going to break it down for us right now.
But then I sent it. No, I don't know. So in 2005 to maybe like 2009, we got The Matrix Online, which was a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, which continued the story of The Matrix and for a long time I think was considered by the Wachowskis and some of the other writers and producers of these movies to be canonical.
Yeah.
So
I think it still is.
Well, here's the thing. So, for example, in The Matrix Online, there was a storyline in which Morpheus is assassinated.
Yeah.
Which may explain why Lawrence Fishburne has not been on the cast list for The Matrix 4. Or because he didn't want to do it.
That.
Or they didn't ask him.
I think.
Or maybe he is in it, but it's a secret.
It could be that also. But yeah. I believe, though, in that game it was revealed that he wasn't assassinated.
Oh.
What? At some point.
Excuse me?
He comes back.
Oh!
So in that game, isn't it set up where, this is what I sent you, that the war starts up again.
Yeah. And
fairly quickly.
Yeah, and there's also even more factions. There's the humans, there's the machines, there's the Cypherites who were like,
they want to stay in the Matrix.
Yeah, they were released from the Matrix, but they're like, this sucks actually. We would rather go back into the Matrix and eat, medium rare steaks.
Yep.
All the time. That's definitely going to happen. You're definitely not going to just recycle us. Please do that. There was also the forces of the Merovingian.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a group. Hang on, I'm going to look this up.
Called the Blue Man Group?
No, the Blue Man Group weren't in it.
It was later discovered that Morpheus was not in fact killed, but the bullets used by the assassin were used to jam his transmission, preventing him from broadcasting inside the Matrix.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Okay, there was also a faction headed by the Merovingian, as we've previously mentioned. So all the ghosts and the vampires and the werewolves and et cetera.
You mean just regular men?
Pretty much just regular men in leather trench coats. But in The Matrix, though, can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. There was also, towards the end of the game, a smaller group called the Oligarchs, who were humans that, prior to the war between humanity and machines, had cut a deal with the machines to be cut out of the war.
Oh.
And they were separate from the rest of humanity on Earth.
Yeah.
And they gained like special in the Matrix privileges. So they could appear in the Matrix and they had sort of godlike powers. And here's the thing.
They had loot boxes.
They had loot boxes, exactly. But because it had been hundreds of years since the downfall of humanity, their physical bodies had all withered away. So they were only like machine consciousnesses.
Right, okay.
So their goal was to use the machine's technology to create human DNA that was in like perfect synchronicity with machine code so they could use it to transfer their consciousness into new human bodies. And the pinnacle of that technology was Neo.
Oh.
So the idea was that the equation that the architect could never fully solve was in there because these oligarchs had put it in there and they were attempting to create like to become human again.
I guess that's also something that Smith achieved because he managed to put
his mind in there. Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. So maybe it was a combination of those things. Also, in The Matrix Online, we saw the arrival of a character named Sarah Edmonton, which James, your brain is operating in a flurry of activity. You've already figured out that that's an anagram of Thomas Anderson. And that maybe Neo was in fact not dead but had reincarnated in the Matrix as a woman.
Right. Oh, really? That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That ties into like a lot of the, you know, the trans themes of the Matrix
that
in general.
We are not qualified to talk about. No. But there is a great video from the YouTube channel Curio, which is called The Matrix Sequels Are Good, Actually, which covers that very thoroughly and is a very good video.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting as well that some of the storyline of The Matrix online was that there is some version of Neo alive.
Mm.
It could be this woman. It could be that they've got him held hostage and they're keeping him in the Machine City.
Just want another look at him.
This one, just every now and then they pull open that drawer and go, yeah, he's still here. We got him. This guy's eyes.
Yeah. Awful. Should we put some of those open eye glasses on him?
We could stick some googly eyes on
him. Yeah, googly eyes.
But I don't know. I think some of this is going to tie into the new movie. I think it's all canon at the moment for The Matrix.
Yeah. You know
I mean, they've never really thrown away any of it.
Agreed.
You know, and there's not, on the whole, it's not like Star Wars or Marvel or DC where the canon just goes on forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
it's
like a, you know, it's pretty contained at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
First of all, they cancelled that game because no one liked it or no, people liked it, but nobody played it. Was that
I think accurate? So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it did end with like a big like real life server crash. Like everybody got together for the big final battle and then it was just like, nope. And people were like, man, this was immersive. Just like the Matrix would. It bricked my computer. It bricked my iMac.
Do you know what it's time for, though?
Is it time for Matrixvia?
It certainly
Revolutions?
Is, yes, that's right.
Nice.
The street corner where Neo and Smith fight in the crater is the same corner from which Neo made his phone call at the end of The Matrix.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go.
The late Gloria Foster and her replacement Margaret Alice had played sisters in a long-running Broadway play. So there you go. That's something that casting director Marley Finn remembered when she was looking around for a replacement. So that's a nice little nod. So the term VDTs is mentioned in relation to Bane's self-inflicted cuts.
This guy's got VDTs.
What's that?
Don't know.
Some kind of weird Matrix sex disease, potentially. No. Right. It's virtual delirium.
You had sex with a woman in the red dress. That's what you get.
It's a virtual delirium tremens. Yeah. So the idea is that it's the absence and or withdrawal from the Matrix.
Yeah.
So that's what that brings about, you know?
Okay, all right.
It's like the Bends, sure. The album.
Love that album. It's a good album.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I just don't know.
You're not going to have an opinion on the Radiohead album, The Bends.
I don't.
Wow.
What, do you want me to make something up?
Yeah.
I fucking hate it, all right?
Wow, controversial. So you like their later period works?
I don't know, Mason.
More electronic stuff.
I have no opinions on Radiohead.
How do you feel about Tom York's solo album, The Eraser?
Look, just because I'm a guy in my late 30s doesn't mean I have to give a shit about Radiohead, all right?
No, you
do. I've never cared about Radiohead.
It's the law.
Though never mentioned by name, based on the information from The Animatrix, the Machine City is actually called 01 and is located in Saudi Arabia. So that means that this, as well as Zion, the last human settlement, would imply that most of the main action from the film franchise takes place in the Middle East.
There you go.
There you go. In The Matrix, the human resistance reveal that they don't know what year it is, but it's closer to 2199 than 1999. Mm-hmm. But in The Matrix Reloaded, it's revealed that the resistance has been created and destroyed 5 times, each cycle lasting approximately a century, and therefore it is likely to be hundreds of years later than this.
Whoa.
Not that it matters, because what is years when everything is awful?
Exactly.
Mm. Like
and
now.
And here's what the baby from that Nirvana album cover looks like now. Feel old yet?
And look, I just wanted to put this in because I want people to see the footage. So you know the slapping and punching sounds that we get from this?
Yeah, yeah.
Iconic skin-to-skin action. Oh, here's footage of two shirtless men doing jiu-jitsu on each other, just slapping their bodies together to make these sounds a reality. So there you go. Send this to Joe Rogan. He'll fucking love it. All right, Mason.
Yes.
It's box office time.
Uh-oh.
So this one cost $150 million, like the last one. It only made $427 million down from the $739.
Ba-ba.
I think, like, partially because people were a bit lukewarm going out of the last one. They didn't expect a man to sit down and explain The Matrix to them at the end. And
Yeah. Did he change his haircut between Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions?
Well, you can do that, can't you?
I think he did. A computer is going to change his haircut?
That woman changed her face, Mason. Mm. She's a different woman.
Yeah, but he's an old man and he's definitely set in his ways. He's not getting a haircut.
That's a good point. But I think they should have waited a year.
Mm.
released a couple of video games and comic books and, you know, wait for the DVD sales to, like, go through. People get an appreciation for it, maybe. Ramp back up to it.
Yes.
I think two in a year kind of killed the gains on this.
Yeah.
And if I know anything, it's that you should never lose your gains. You know what I mean? Keep grinding.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
5 a.m. start.
Yeah. You know, don't lose your gains from the bends. Straight into OK Computer, you know?
I wouldn't know, Mason. I don't have
you
an opinion.
Should, you know. You shouldn't. It's in your DNA. You know.
What if that's my ability in the Matrix? I can unlock that I have opinions about Radiohead.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I do know a lot about Radiohead. Mm-hmm. And I hate him. I hate him, Mason. Anyways, I'm curious, though. First of all, what do people think about this trilogy in general and the way it wrapped up? Because I've definitely come around on this. I quite liked all of this coming back to it.
Same.
I think it's way better than I gave it credit for initially. They thought about this. I mean, you know.
More than they thought about Speed Racer, am I right?
People also like that.
No, they do. It's just me, I think.
Remember that time they made Hugh Grant Asian in that movie or whatever?
Nope.
Cloud Atlas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, some thought went to that as well, obviously.
Very much so.
Anyways, I'm curious, though, also if people want us to come back to cover Enter the Matrix and also The Animatrix.
Yeah.
Because Enter the Matrix is its own self-contained video story, and The Animatrix is obviously a series of vignettes, if you will.
Yes.
That kind of
Thank you.
That kind of flesh out the world. But look, if you do want to see any of our Caravan of Garbage videos early, like what we're doing next week, here's a hint. Wow. Maybe Ghostbusters. I can't remember what's on the list. Can't remember. Do you want me to look at it now?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Fucking Jesus. Fucking Radiohead. What is this show called? I could talk to you in the document. What is this called?
There's an album, James, called Radio Dread.
Yeah.
And it's like reggae covers of a bunch of Radiohead hits. It's really good.
Cool.
It's good.
Oh, we're kicking off. We're doing the Bond movies.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Did we Craig do them
one.
Already?
No, the Craig ones.
Okay, right.
I mean, they might still delay that. We'll have to see. But yeah, we may as well just do them. We've got to fill some time, don't we? Mm,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. As James Bond would say, crikey.
Crikey. But yeah, you can actually see all of these early every week over at bigsandwich.co, including some other bonus podcasts that we do, movie commentaries, our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out a day early on Sunday as opposed to Monday. If you want to check it out, or just check out the podcast at the regular time. It's got its own YouTube channel and all.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for watching this, though. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Do you have opinions on Radiohead?
Let us know in the comments.
Mm.
Which one's your favourite?
You don't have to have an opinion either.
That's right, but you should.
No.
Look at yourself in the mirror. You're a white man in his 30s. You should think about it.
All right, let's get out of here.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. I like the song Fake Plastic Trees.
It's a good song. That's on the bends.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my abilities are unlocking.
That's right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.